This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
8:22, you're listening to Get Serial with Charlie and Tilly this morning. Can We Hang On by Cold War Kids? We've got a big name joining us, Charlie.
We certainly do indeed, Tilly. Very excited indeed. If we can just get everything connected like it should be. Now, Tilly, he's unarguably Melbourne's most experienced and respected newsreader, with a media career spanning back to 1965 and being the face of Nine News Melbourne for nearly 20 years. It's pretty safe to assume he's got more bulletins under his belt than we've had hot meals, and we are very excited and very lucky to be joined by Peter Hitchener on the phone this morning. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Tilly and Charlie. Great to talk to you. Thank you very much for having me on here. I think you were a bit kind there in the introduction, but I'll take it.
Nothing but the truth.
Our pleasure, Peter. Now, look, take us back to the early days. I mean, you grew up in rural Queensland before moving to Brisbane at 19 to work for Radio 4BH. You started quite young.
Yes, I decided when I was at school that I wanted to... I was either going to be an architect or somebody in media, and I thought... I think I'll stick with the media. It seems like more fun, and it actually has been. And I've worked in news ever since, and done a few other things along the way as well.
Sounds like you made the right decision.
Yes, I think so. I'm not sure that my ideas for grand buildings would have ever amounted to much. I think it's been probably a good choice.
Now, Pete, you've been working for Channel 9 now for 44, 45 years and more recently been the face of Nine News Melbourne since 1998. Channel 9 must be like a second home to you.
Look, it really is. And I know it sounds trite to say it, but the team is really like family. Whether the team members are doing social media, Tilly, or whether they're doing, out on the road doing reporting or editors or producers. I mean, it's quite a large team, but it's a very friendly one, a very inclusive one, and we all get on with each other. So if Paul Lavinia has a snake crawling all over her...
I saw that the other night. I couldn't believe how she kept her cool. That was... I don't think it was planned for it to wrap around her neck like it did. Wow.
Not only did it wrap around her neck once, it did it another time as well. So it did it twice during the weather and once around her leg at the same time. And when she was told that Olivia, the olive python, you know, she's a relatively friendly and benign creature, Olivia discovered it wasn't quite that way.
No, it was one of the biggest snakes I've ever seen.
The perils of live TV, Hitch.
Oh, it was hilarious. And the thing is, I felt a bit mean laughing because Paul Lavinia was going through a horrible experience. But had I not laughed, it would have looked like she was about to be, strangled to death, which would have been pretty alarming for everybody. And then the night before in the news, we had a story about a snake that crawled up the bonnet of a car and really looked quite menacing. And Lavinia, and then it was right before Lavinia's weather, and I turned to her and she said, "Oh, I'm feeling very clappy." It's left its mark on the poor thing.
Oh, God, I can imagine. Now, Hitch, you're a big fan of social media. I mean, for those of you who don't follow, you've amassed quite the followers and you're regularly posting.
Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, name it, you're on it.
How important do you think social media is in, you know, the modern-day delivery of news?
Look, I think it's vital, and I think what I love about it is that social media allows people at home, the consumer, to have a democratic say in what it is we do. And once upon a time, news was delivered almost from on high, you know, take it or leave it, whereas now people can have their say, and I think it's terrific, and I like to engage with the audience in that way. And if people want to know, well, what's the background to that story, or why did you do it that way, we tell them, and so they have a say in the process, which I think is fabulous, fascinating, and it never was like that before. And when social media came along and I got to see the benefits of it, I sort of grabbed it with both hands and ran with it. So I really enjoy it, and people are, in the main, are very nice. Occasionally you get some kind of silly post, but not very often. And
And from a viewer's perspective, so interesting to see you're very active in posting live videos on Facebook behind the scenes of exactly how the engine room behind the Nine Newsroom. Yeah. And I find that amazingly interesting to see exactly what goes on and all the various people that you've interviewed. And that must be something you have a lot of fun with.
I certainly do. I love it. And a very, well, not, I was going to say occasionally, but actually more often than occasionally, my boss, Hugh Nalon, manages to walk past in the background and say, "Hitchy!" I feel like, "Cut it out! Don't you know I'm on air?" It's all part of the fun of it. And Tilly, you know what Hugh Nalon's like.
I certainly do.
Anyone who's listening, who's interested in broadcasting and thinking about a journalistic career, if you get a chance to work with Hugh Nalon, take it, because he is the most amazing boss of all time. I have to say that. And I've worked for a whole lot of people, and I tell you, he's the best.
Well, it's funny you say that. We have a lot of younger listeners, Pete, and I guess we were hoping to pick your brain in the sense of what advice would you give to younger listeners who do have aspirations of breaking out into the media or journalism industry? What sort of bits of advice could you share?
I'd say, first of all, don't be put off by the talk that there aren't any jobs and the industry's dying and, you'll hear doom and gloom stories. It's always been hard to get in. It was hard to get in when I got started 100 million years ago, and it's just the same now. It's no different. So don't be put off. Network like crazy.
Persistence beats resistance.
Resistance, yes. Resistance and resilience. So if somebody says, "No, I'm not going to hire you," well, bad luck. They missed out on you. Somebody else will hire you and you'll have a great career. It's hard to get in. Make contacts with social media. You can make contacts with anyone you want to in the industry. Go for your life. Make contacts. And I also say volunteer for things, but not for too long. Mm. You know, I was chatting to someone yesterday, and she volunteered at a different organisation, not at Nine, but she volunteered at a different organisation for 7 months and didn't get paid.
Gosh.
And I thought, well, I think that's a bit over the top. So, you know, look after yourself, but give it a right crack. And also, once you do get a job, share yourself with the audience. Mm. They love it. Be yourself, share yourself, and... I don't know if it works, but that's what I do, and I hope for the best. So give it a crack.
It's worked well for you, Pete, so we'll be following in your footsteps. Now, if ever you needed proof that, you've made such an amazing impact on the media industry, an Order of Australia medal, is a good way to prove that. You must be...
I was so thrilled. I was kind of embarrassed and thrilled at the same time. I thought, I'm just doing my job. I don't think I deserve recognition for that. And yet I thought, oh, gosh, it's so exciting. I will accept it and thank you. But it's something that I'm enormously proud of, but I feel I most likely don't deserve. So, it's a bit of a dichotomy there. But anyway.
I disagree, Pete. Tilly and I know you, and you've been amazing to us. So the Order of Australia Medal Services to the broadcast media and community certainly very deserved. So don't go talking yourself down like that.
Oh, thank you, Charlie.
Now, we're going to cut to a quick song. On the other side of the song, though, Pete, we've got a bit of an ultimate news read-off.
Oh, I love this. I love this. It is so funny, and it just shows how smart you both are.
So you've got to throw...
You come up with clever stories, and I think, how did you come up with that? Probably a joke in the tale. I think, how did you do that?
So you've got to throw Tilly and I 3 words each, and we've just got to go bang and blurt out a new story incorporating those 3 words. So,
looking forward to it.
We'll jump to a song, and on the other side, we've got the ultimate news read-off with Peter Hitchener. Don't go anywhere. It is 8:34, good morning, Get Serial. Tilly, Liv and Charlie this morning. Just Tilly and Charlie for the last hour. And Tilly, a pretty amazing interview before this with Peter Hitchener, who is still with us and on the phone. Morning again, Peter.
Good morning, Tilly and Charlie. Great to talk to you. Thank you for having me on air this morning. It's been great fun.
Hitchy, it's been amazing to get a few pearls of wisdom for you, but now we're going to play a little game. So Charlie and I are going to have a news read-off which you're going to run. Can you run us through what you're going to do and how it's all going to work?
Here's how it works. I'm going to give you both 3 words, 3 different words for each. So in other words, six words in total. And you have to turn that into an imaginary news story and deliver it. And then I get to judge which of the stories was the better. So, are you ready? Do you feel it?
Charlie's ready
to kick it off.
I'm standing up.
Oh, Charlie, this is just too exciting for its own good. Are we right?
We're right.
Here we go. Charlie's words are milk, mountain, knife.
What was the last one?
Knife, the thing you cut things with, a knife.
Right.
Ready to go, Charlie?
Right.
Okay. Good evening. First to breaking news, and a truck on the Great Ocean Road has spun out of control after a knife was left on the middle of the road. The truck containing milk spilt and went into the ocean. Now Nine's Peter Hitchener joins us live from the Great Ocean Road. Pete, what's going on down there?
People are still marvelling at how a knife left in the middle of the road can make a truck of content.
Very nicely done, Charlie. Well done.
Oh, that is so funny, Charlie. Well played. Good job. Out of 100, I'd give that 99.8. So it's the bar is high, but I have every faith in Tilly too.
Oh, God, I'm nervous, Pete. I'm nervous.
Well, Tilly, you'll find that yours are a little bit similar. Yours are toast. Not that your news reading is toast. I don't mean that. It's toast. No, she's marvellous. Toast, river, and hammer. Toast, river, hammer.
To breaking news out of Melbourne now, and a man carrying a large box full of toast has just slipped over in a drain near Bourke Street and found himself in an underground universe. The man has reported seeing a large river full of milk running through the underground universe and has subsequently found a hammer at the bottom of that river. Now we're crossing now to Charlie Barham live from the scene. Charlie, are you with the man now?
I'm with the man, Jillian. I'm having some technical difficulties. I can't finish the story.
Bit of a rogue story, Pete. That one's never going to make it to air, but...
I think that is hilarious. I think you're both marvellous, and you both get a 99.8. And thank you for making me laugh and making everybody listening this morning laugh, I'm sure. Hilarious.
Well, Pete, thank you very much for joining us both this morning. We understand you are a very busy man, so we appreciate your time and, of course, all the tips and whatnot that you gave us throughout the interview. Very interesting for us and also for all of our listeners. So thank you. And you can catch all of Peter Hitchener nightly at 6 till on 9 News.
On our favourite 9 News Melbourne. We're always there, Pete, with you. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Till. Great talking to you both. Thanks for your time.
Have a lovely day.
You too. Bye. Tonight.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.